being brought up, you know how I always say yes, sir, and no, sir?
No. Oh. I always say yes and no. Hmm. Never was taught to say sir to anybody. I did in a way, out of courtesy and kindness.
Do you hear this? Does that seem to you to be dying out now?
It is dying out. They say, yeah,
nah.
I ain't gonna do it.
During the War Between the States, the leader of the South, the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia, was...
He was General Robert E. Lee, mm-hmm. A great American.
Yeah, went to high school in that fall.
Yeah.
And the old gentleman who introduced him, Kentucky Fried Chicken, remember him?
Yes, I remember him. I see him on TV all the time. Colonel Sanders.
I think we mentioned the other day that, or maybe we didn't, the person who's in charge of the boat would be
the boat captain.
You ever hear that used as a term of address to employers?
To a person who employs someone as captain? Some black people may refer to a person as captain. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You hear that much anymore? Is that something that's dying out?
It's dying out, but some of the old black workers use that word captain.
Now, who would be the, say, probate judge in this county?
The probate judge, the circuit court, circuit judge would probably be.
Who would he?
You want his name? His name is,
You'd be judge who? Judge?
Yeah, be judge so-and-so. Okay. I got a lady too now. I don't even know her name. Just got married.
A person who goes to college is a commoner.
Who goes to college?
Mm-hmm.
I call him a college student.
What about if he's in, say, elementary school? He's still a student. He's a different term.
Pupil. Student. Yeah, I call him a student. They're all elementary students or whatever, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Remember any older terms for that or pupil?
No. Student, pupil, it's all they're used.
And a woman who appears in, say, plays or movies, she's an
actress.
And you mentioned blacks. What are some of the derogatory terms for blacks that are generally used in that?
Very good. When I used them as a kid, I don't use them more, was coon, yeah. Nigger, darky,
yeah.
Colored.
Now, did you consider that derogatory to
me? Not at the time, but I knew any better. Even the word colored to them is now derogatory. They don't want to be called colored anymore. They want to be called black. Also, Afro-American, at one time, was a good terminology.
And in fact, just a neutral term would be black, isn't it?
Black is the best term.
The neutral term for, say, someone of our race would just be a...
White.
Do you know of any other?
Caucasian would be a good one. That sounds bad, though. It sounds like it sounds foreign to me. Caucasian.
Do you know any derogatory terms that are used maybe especially on black?
Oh, yes. Whitey. That's the best one. White trash. That's a real good one.
Is that how specific reference that any white man?
Yes, and not white trash. Now, they're putting you down then. But whitey is a good terminology.
You know any derogatory terms that are in general use for, say, poor whites?
Yes. Well, white trash is poor white trash. And then they also like to call them honkies. They call us honkies, too. That's a good expression. Sounds real good. I like that.
How that came about? What the etymology of that?
Honky? I don't know, maybe because we probably spoke a lot, Kevin put them down, you know. That's the use.
That would bear some checking.
Certainly would, where the derivation of that word came from.